Happy March. After a snowy beginning to the week, we segued into absolutely frigid temps driven down by the wind, then topped all this loveliness off yesterday with a wintry mix. Wintry mix sounds more like potpourri, doesn't it? You know, an overwhelming combination of cinnamon, balsam, and cloves. Whether it's smelling up the house or messing up the roads, a wintry mix stinks. But this coming week's looking pretty good. We're supposed to eke into the 40s. That's downright balmy for this neck of the woods. I've got visions of crocuses dancing in my head. Now that the weather is hopefully getting warmer, we're going to start seeing a certain spring fashion trend in Mahoosick Mills. It happens every year. I call it season averaging. That's where you combine summer and winter clothes in one outfit. Get it? Summer plus winter equals spring. Makes sense in theory. You've seen these folks, I'm sure. There's still snow on the ground, and this guy is wearing shorts, sneakers, and a baseball cap with a flannel shirt and polar fleece vest. Or those young gals sporting short shorts and a short top with extra long sleeves, a hint of midriff showing, accessorized with a huge scarf wrapped round and round like a neck brace, Uggs, and a wool hat. I just don't get it. Just like I don't get skinny jeans, flats, and no socks when it's -5 out. Or kids waiting for the bus dead of winter with only a hoodie sweatshirt on. It's so cold you can see your breath. Doesn't seem right, but their parents are probably sick of arguing with them. Charlie, Scamp, and I walk by in our winter walking clothes bundled to the nines. This is what I'm wearing. Long underwear, thick socks, boots, lined pants, polar fleece top, vest, my new super-duper insulated L.L. Bean winter parka and mittens, hat with ear flaps, and polar fleece vest. I mean, I'm so bundled up, I could rob a bank and folks wouldn't be able to identify me. But this is the time of year when even sensible middle-aged folks like myself are tempted to push it a little. Lately, I've been eyeing my spring jackets. On a day where maybe the temps soar into the 40s, I haul these out, maybe combining them with a lighter weight scarf. Not quite season averaging, but longing for spring and pushing it in my own way. Because let's be honest, in March when they predict temps in the 40s, that means it's going to be that warm maybe noon to 2, right? I'm not complaining, but that spring coat isn't really warm enough to cut it. Still, it raises my spirits. So does hearing the bird spring chatter, the drip, drip of melting snow off the roof, longer days, daylight savings time, and the warmth of spring sun on my face. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.